You're listening to Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton, joined by Ashley Thornburg and Sue Belcom. It's time for Main Street Eats.
Sue, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a new year.
Happy New Year. Sue Belcom joins us from her farm outside of Mandan, the root cellar's farm. And speaking of the new year, Sue, you want to talk about some New Year's resolutions. And I love you. Yours has nothing to do with dieting right away. You're going to do some cleaning. New Year's resolution to clean, huh?
Yeah, it's just kind of a weird thing, and I don't know where it ever came from, but I always have this incredible urge to start cleaning out drawers and shelves and things before January. I don't know if it's like a clean start to the year, but the good news is that I have a friend that cleans houses. Well, first of all, I have to preface this by saying when I was about 30 years old, I used to be really German about cleaning.
What does that mean? I know what it means to be very Swedish about cleaning. What does it mean to be very German?
Oh, my gosh. I've heard stories about German women going out and sweeping the streets when it rains in Germany just to keep the streets clean. So I would, like, clean for hours every weekend. And one day, my mother, God rest her soul, said, "You know, Sue, I've been cleaning house for, 60 years. I have nothing to show for it." And I'm like, hey, wait a minute. If I quit cleaning now that I'm 30, maybe I will have something to show for it by the time I'm 60. And so I kind of relaxed my rules about cleaning the house. So I only do it twice a year, once in the early year and once in the fall. Really thorough cleaning, you know.
I just got done with a major clean, actually. I reorganized a major storage area in my home. I feel much better about it. And that's why, if you're talking about New Year's resolutions around dieting, exercise is cleaning. Cleaning is exercise.
Right, because dieting is so overrated. I mean, it takes so long for results, but when you clean out a closet or a drawer in your bathroom, it's like instant gratification,
and
right?
And you feel lighter. At least I do in my own body. I'm like, yep, I definitely lost that 5 pounds mentally because I was carrying around 18 bars of soap I'm not going to use, you know.
And I can actually smell the air is cleaner when I do these, let's call them January purges. How's that? But what also prompted this was I went to the pastor's wife one day and I said, "Karen, I said, where in the Bible does it say that cleanliness is next to godliness? I, for some reason, can't find that in there." And so she, in all of her wisdom, said, "Sue, I think one day a pastor said to his wife, cleanliness is next to godliness, just to get her off his back." And I'm like, oh boy, and it stuck too. That's a terrible thing, isn't it? So I decided, since God doesn't require me to have a dust-free home, if you can write love in the dust on your television, you're good, right? However, there's the bathroom thing, you know, like, oh, I just hate dirty bathrooms.
Oh, God. Why would you? Can't handle it.
I have a friend that cleans houses for a living. And one day I said to her, I said, oh, my gosh, when a shower is brand new and it's just so nice and shiny, but it's impossible to keep it that way. Mm-hmm. And she told me her secret cleaning ingredients, which I'm very chemical sensitive, and so I try not to use a lot of strong sprays and things you can buy on the market. I like the smell of vinegar myself, but I have this whole big repertoire of cleaning things that you can build yourself, which we can go into if we have time today. But otherwise, this is a shower cleaner that is so freaking amazing, you guys. First of all, you need a spray bottle. You know, the kind you can get at Walmart. And then you take and heat a cup of vinegar in the microwave, not boiling, but just get it warmed up, and then mix it with about a half a cup of Dawn dish soap in that spray bottle. Spray it on a dry shower and walk away, have a cup of coffee, then come back and clean your shower. And I am not kidding. This is like the best news I've heard in a long time, because it really works.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to try this because I actually have that issue with my shower, and I've tried a number of off-the-shelf things, and frankly, I've been disappointed.
Me too. It, you know, like, I don't know where it comes from, but on the outside of the shower door, it gets those crusty things that look like lime buildup or something. It even took that off.
Like,
this stuff is amazing. And so I just save the extra. I pour it out of the plastic bottle and heat it back up again in a glass container and just keep using it. It is just amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that stuff that gets in your shower head is the same as the stuff that's on the outside of your shower. It comes from the water, the chemicals in the water. And so if this cleaner works on that, I'm going to try it on the shower head.
I've done that before. It does work really well.
So what you want to do then is take that shower head off and soak it in a pail of that stuff, or soak it in a bowl of that stuff. Makes it a lot easier to scrub out. You can use like an old toothbrush because I save them, of course, you know, to get the little holes cleaned out.
That's the best cleaner, yeah.
We're just kind of thrifty people, aren't we?
We are boring adults, yes.
Boring. Well, this...
Sue, after you've written love on the top of the TV set in the dust, then you know where to spray and dust, right?
Oh, and you know what? I had to find an alternative to Botan sprays for dusting. My husband brought home this one, and I don't remember the brand name on it, but it said it was for people with allergies. And so I about died. Like, I'm not kidding. Almost anaphylactic shock from this spray. It was that terrible. And yet it was touted to be good for people with allergies. So one day when he wasn't looking, I took it outside and I just shot it into the atmosphere, hoping to God I didn't create a bigger hole in the ozone. And decided to make my own dusting spray, which is in another spray bottle, which you can buy these plastic bottles at a big box store for like $2, and they're awesome. But you only use a cup of water, a quarter cup of vinegar, and some olive oil, 2 tablespoons of olive oil. And then if you want it to smell lemony, which I don't have issues with essential oils as much as I do with perfumes and things, you can put a little essential oil in there, but it's not necessary. And then all you do is shake that up and spray it on your rag. We don't use paper towels unless we absolutely have to. We use rags and we wash them and hang them on the laundry line. But that stuff works amazing for dusting, and it doesn't leave a film behind or make me want to throw up from the smell.
Is there any cleaning in the world that will stop you from needing to dust as often? You know, like, is there anything that repels
dust? Don't move around
dust?
The house.
Do we, yeah.
Keep you out.
Don't have forced air
ever come in the house. I mean, we've changed our air filters. It just...
Furnace filters, air filters, keep nothing. Your windows closed. Don't use flour. You can't get away from dust.
Okay.
Do you know where most of that dust comes from? You're sloughing your skin cells constantly. And they say that a large part of that dust comes from you yourself. So I don't think there's a way to get away from it. But, you know, we live out in the country. And so we have to scurry when the farmer gets in his field next to us and close everything up because it's been so dry.
Dust.
Yes, yeah. There's so much
dust.
Yeah,
my husband does concrete. And, I mean, honestly, if we wash our clothes together, mine come out dirtier.
Oh, yeah.
Can't do it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ugh.
So I have a cleaning issue that confounds me, actually. I've got one of those glass top stoves, you know, the induction heating thing.
Get rid of it.
And... I hear you. I wouldn't have bought it if I'd known what I know now. That said, cleaning it is difficult.
So is it just, it's just a regular glass? It's a glass top stove and it gets like these small little scratches in and stuff. You use a razor blade on it, don't you? To get
well, I do have that, and
off.
It frankly, that gets tiresome, but that's what it gets down to. You've got to actually scrape it off.
Right. And that is very important to do right away because one of the worst things for those glass top stoves is sweets. Like if you have milk that runs over or if you're making jelly or jam and that the sugar eats that glass. But I have found that if you sprinkle baking soda over the top of that and then peroxide, it really does help. It is a chore and they never, ever look as nice as they do when they're brand new. I've been trying for years to keep my oven and my range clean, and I'm like, I'm giving up.
Yeah.
It's just impossible.
I do know someone else who does the vinegar and baking soda and then puts that on a towel, like has a towel mixture.
Right. You make a paste out there. Of it. Yep. Paste then, out. Oh, she puts the towel on. Yeah. That. Interesting. Yeah. And that's a lot of fun. I've always loved to do. I've
a
always
hot,
cleaned.
Wet towel.
With vinegar and but peroxide bubbles more. You know, peroxide eats away at a little bit more. But, you know, I've always had I've always had a garbage disposal. And so one of the things you can do for your garbage disposal is pour baking soda down there with a little vinegar, hot vinegar or hot water. That really helps keep the grease from kind of like clinging to those PVC pipes. There is Sudsy ammonia that works kind of the same way. For those kinds of things. And I'm not too fond of ammonia because, once again, that has like an incredible smell to it. But, you know, there's still some benefits to using those kinds of things instead of purchasing that stuff all the time. And window cleaner, of course. You know, people are using Windex all the time. I hate that stuff.
It just
drives me crazy. When I clean my windows, I actually use soap and water and a squeegee. But if you use water with vinegar and rubbing alcohol in it, you know, the rubbing alcohol will help that water to evaporate. But the key is the squeegee.
Is that what makes it not streak?
Yes. You know, like, so what you want to do is you want to clean your window frames with soapy water and, you know, wipe those off to get the dust off of there. Because anytime you're cleaning your window, if your frame is dirty, you're drawing a lot of that stuff back up there on your window. And, oh, my gosh, mine could use cleaning so bad that I'm thinking I wanted a window cleaner dude for Christmas.
Oh, right. I know.
I didn't
Every
get
year
him,
for
no.
Christmas, I ask for a pony or someone to clean my house. Come on. Oh,
okay. So on a final note here, guys, really, when you walk into someone's house, it is like totally stinking spotless and there isn't a book or a piece of paper or a pen out of place. Don't you wonder what those people do all day long?
My grandma had a kitchen magnet that said dull women have immaculate houses.
Oh my gosh. And you know, I have a cluttered mind. So every once in a while, I have to unclutter my house. But for the most part, I got projects in every corner. And so when people come in here, they spend half their lives going, wow, what is that?
I don't care at all if my office is a mess and I'm fairly tolerant of my car being messy. But I don't like when my house is a mess. I really don't.
You don't own very much stuff, if I remember correctly.
It does make
Wait
it easier.
Wait till you're my age.
Well, I got rid of a lot of clutter over the new year, and I feel better for it. So now I'm ready to actually do some cleaning because I can see the stuff I need to clean. We check in with Sue Belcom at Root Center Sue every week on Main Street Eats. It's always a pleasure, Sue.
Oh, thank you, guys, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.